Sweet and spicy apricot chicken. That's just one of the delicious meals I've tried through HelloFresh. With over 50 menu and market items to choose from each week, you'll never run out of dishes to try. Get 16 free meals plus 3 gifts with code SITUATION16 at HelloFresh.com/SITUATION16.
Well, it's happening, guys. We are finally back for another podcast from Mike and Lauren's. Here's the Sitch Positive Podcast you never knew you needed.
Yes, we're back. We had a little bit of a hiatus.
Right? We filmed Jersey Shore, right? We took a break,
right? Yeah, that's what it was. You know what? I think...
Technically, it's airing right now. It's airing in three weeks.
Yeah. It is airing in a few weeks.
Yeah, June 23rd, 8, 7 Central. Only on MTV, an all new season of Jersey Shore Family Vacation.
Yeah. So listen, we did not intentionally mean to take such a long break. I think we had to take a little break just because we were filming so much and traveling with the show and getting like back into, you know, full time filming.
Yep.
And then, you know, COVID's still lingering, like things are still happening. So it's just been like a little bit of a reboot, but it's June. Yeah. We're back.
Yeah. I mean, technically, we were trying to take a break right after the season filmed. But, you know, like I said, it's actually airing right now in another 2 or 3 weeks on June 23rd.
I feel like that was the fastest turnaround.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
That they've ever done on this show. On Family Vacation.
Yes.
I don't know about the other one, but that's the fastest that we've ever wrapped and then had it on air.
Yeah.
In what, like 2 months?
Yeah, and good news. And good news for Jersey Shore Family Vacation fans. We also did get greenlit for another season, or actually 2 seasons of Jersey Shore Family Vacation for, you know, the year of 2023, which we start filming probably
any day.
I don't know about day. I would say probably 2 months.
My text messages may say otherwise.
Yes, I think they're trying to extend the olive branch of communications to find out what's happening and to gear up for filming, I would think, in the next couple weeks.
It's like I'm always impressed that you can keep a track of like what season it is, what episode it is, what like life we're in.
I've been doing this for 14 years.
It hasn't really slowed down in the past few years. And I think I never know like what season we're filming, what season is airing. I mean, I usually know what's airing actually. But when you're like constantly in the cycle, because what's airing isn't what's happening right now. But then you're still filming. So it's like this, it's like this wheel that you're on where everything is interconnected and affecting each other.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I mean, listen, you know it's going to be a good season when Jenny J-Well Farley hits you up over the weekend and says she's hyped and she's very proud of how, you know, the season is going to be. It's definitely a doozy. We don't even know what it's going to look like, you know, until it airs.
But this season is wild.
But we kind of know what was filmed. So. Right.
You never know how it's going to end up and what's going to be left on the floor or what's going to be, you know, shared. There's so many, I was going to say characters, but like there's so many cast members, you know? There's a lot of story there in everybody's life and then also in everyone's life that like intertwines. So you can't always tell everything that's happening. So it's always interesting to see what makes it, what doesn't. And it's also to see like the level of things that make it because it's through one perspective.
It's also the edit. Yeah.
Through an editing perspective. I was trying to say that in like a nice way.
We know exactly what was filmed, but then there's actually, you know, what is going to be sort of, I don't know about targeted, but sort of.
How is it going to be favored?
Portrayed, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Because I think it's really interesting, like, now that I've been on the show.
Yeah.
And I've gone through my own ups and downs.
Yeah, you went through a couple arcs yourself.
And listen, I didn't like going through it when I did.
Yeah.
But now I had to go through that because the season we just filmed, well, one, that was true of, like, what had happened. You know, I was having a hard time and whatever was going on in our life at that time. I didn't recognize that I had postpartum and all those different experiences I was struggling with as a new mom that had a baby in a NICU for over 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I really didn't share or divulge all that information so much in the beginning. And I tried to hold it together. And obviously I didn't do a good job at holding it together.
Oh, no, you didn't. No.
But, you know, sometimes I feel like we are blessed in a certain way because we're blessed in many ways. But in some ways, you don't always learn from ways you don't want to be like unless you see it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people go through life never looking in the mirror at really bad decisions.
Yeah, they say growth is uncomfortable sometimes.
It is.
You know, and that's what it was.
And you know? I do think Edit portrayed a lot of that towards a very, there were a lot of things. There were things that happened, and then there were things that completely didn't happen, and Edit had a huge part of, and they had to work pretty hard at some things.
Yeah.
Those things I laughed at because those things were funny, but I know that what didn't happen and what did. But that's for me to know, and that's not... That's what we signed up for. That's part of my job.
You had to go through a little bit of a hazing process almost.
But I think that I had to go through that because I always am I have been a guarded person my whole life. And I think when you're on a reality show, it's not a natural feeling. So no matter what kind of personality you have, you're not always totally settled into who you are.
I think by
going through a not great experience publicly... And having a bad moment.
It probably forced you to grow a little bit.
It did, but it also made me be like when we just filmed this most recent season in San Diego.
You picked and choose your battles on that one for sure.
Did I?
I think you did because you kind of learned from the season before. You know what I mean?
I think in the way that I was aware of how I
probably aware.
Learned from it
you
in different
aware,
ways.
Even in certain dialogues, I knew that you were aware and you. I know that you chose the high road on you know this,
I definitely
on,
chose the high road
on
this
all your interactions
season.
This season.
That's for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
But I also think that choosing the high road, I just lost my train of thought, but I wanted to really point something out. It'll probably come back today. But what I had learned in this season, I felt, is that even though that negative experience happened the most recent season that had aired for me, I thought going into it, I might have been like more anxious or more worried or more nervous. I was more comfortable in who I am, but I think because I went through that and because I got bad feedback and I got criticism and I got all these things.
That's how it works.
So now I'm like, guess what? I don't give a fuck. I'm not perfect. I'm going to make mistakes and I'm a human being just like everybody else.
Yep.
And I was like good with that. So I felt the most comfortable I've ever felt on a trip in this past one that we just filmed. I'm very excited for its air.
Been through
the fire. But shit gets wild. All right, guys, if you've been loyal listeners of Here's the Sitch podcast, you've heard us talk about Helix mattress before, and I'm back to share them with you guys another time. We just love our Helix mattress so much, and they are supportive of Here's the Sitch podcast, so we are definitely going to share the good news of their amazing product. So we spend so much time in our life sleeping in bed or resting or relaxing or whatever, you know, you're doing in your bed. So you want to make sure you're super comfortable and you just want to invest in a quality mattress. So we received our Helix mattress a few years ago when we first moved into our home, and we loved them so much that we got them for our guest bedrooms to make sure everyone sleeps the best in the situation household. So the cool thing about Helix Sleep is they have a quiz that just takes 2 minutes for you to complete. It matches your body type and sleep preference to the perfect mattress for you. Why would you buy a mattress made for someone else? With Helix, you're getting a mattress that you know will be perfect for the way you sleep. Everybody is unique and Helix knows that. So they have several different mattress models to choose from. They have soft, medium, and firm mattresses. Mattresses great for cooling you down if you sleep hot. Mattresses great for spinal alignment to prevent morning aches and pains. And even a Helix Plus mattress for plus-sized sleepers. We took the Helix quiz and we got matched with a firm mattress because we're both side and back sleepers and that just works best for us and we've loved it ever since. So if you're looking for a mattress, you take the quiz, order the mattress that you're matched to, and it comes right to your door shipped for free. You don't ever need to go to the store again. Helix is awesome, but you don't have to take just my word for it. They were awarded number one best overall mattress pick of 2021 and by GQ and Wired magazine. They've been recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as go-to solution for improving sleep. So head over to helixsleep.com/situation, take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. They also have a 10-year warranty, and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but you will. Helix is offering our Here's the Sitch listeners up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/situation. That's helixsleep.com/situation for $200 off all mattress orders plus 2 free pillows. This is the best deal Helix has offered. Check them out. You guys are going to love it.
It's definitely a doozy of a season. The trailer was definitely lit, and I have a lot of people in my DMs about the trailer. It's only a minute trailer, but I mean, I think my fans know who I am. You know what I mean? I've been on TV for 14 years, and I'm gonna tell how it is. You know, and at the same time, I'm still the same positive Mike. But if some of your decisions affect me, then I'm going to sort of air you out and let you know how I feel. But I don't want to give too much away.
I'm
very excited for the fans and viewers to see this season. I think it's going to be one of our best ever.
I think it was a needed season. I think things got shaken up a bit.
And definitely.
I think some things happen that you'll be very surprised by. And I think some people react a way you'd also be surprised by certain things happening. So I think, but going back to that one thing I wanted to mention before about how being accountable for your own, you know, bad behavior or certain things that you've done that you might not be a fan of, or you might not be thrilled with a certain thing you've done. And I feel like I'm lucky to be able to watch back some things. I mean, I don't want to see so much of it, but certain things that I've learned, like lessons.
You're talking about an episode or two, guys.
I know.
If you guys want to take a blast from the past, I had a whole season or two that I don't want to watch in Italy and other you know, years I've been on TV. So listen, you have to, just like anybody listening to this podcast, you have to sort of take it with a grain of salt and try to learn from it, and also be forgiving to yourself. You know, we're not perfect.
100%. That's a big thing, being giving yourself grace.
Yes.
And being forgiving to yourself. And I think it was extra hard for me to go through that little feedback I did when I did, because of the sensitivity of being a new mom. And new moms often are so hard on themselves, and they don't give each other themselves grace. You know what I mean? So it was really important for me to take a step back and be like, wow, I was going through this. That was out of character for me. But that still happened, and learned from the lesson of it. But like you said, it was an episode or two.
It was an episode or two. I've had years.
And I know. And it's not easy. And also, I think it was very extreme for me, because there was a polarizing character portrayal type thing. Because before that, I had read so many things that were like, if anyone else had done that or said that, it would have been elevator music. Like, it would have been background ambiance for the dinner table. But because I said it, and because it was out of character for me, and I had always just held myself to a different standard, which I do in life, it was polarizing.
That's what they said about this season.
With everyone.
The executive producers, it was very polarizing, which means opposite.
Yeah, which so means you're going to see some other sides.
I guess I have another favorite quote by Batman that says, you know, you either die the hero, or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain. So I don't know if I'm going to become the villain this season. I just know that I was speaking my truth, and I was, you know, trying to force people to be accountable for their actions. That's a real friend, in my opinion.
It is. And it's not only a real friend, but you're also doing your job to the best of your ability. Viewers forget and are like, yo, stop talking about the relationship, or stop talking about this context or this subject or this person. It's like, believe that we are in a business of creating entertainment, of a TV show.
I do think that if you speak to, you know, my friends, my cast members, the people that make the show, and they'll, if anybody's going to try to make something happen in any season, in any year, it's going to be me. You know, 100%. I'm not going to create drama. I'm not going to create something that's not there. It's called reaching. I'm going to, you know, be really creative and not be afraid to take risks and sort of show people what's really happening right now.
Yeah, and you're going to move the story along, or at least try to, so that we can progress to the next scene and the next act and the next what's going to happen next, which no one knows. Because if you keep talking about the same things, which people might be scared to ask the next question or do the next thing, it doesn't move the story. But and then it gets stale.
But I also think that, like, you know, when
you do your job very well.
I also think that when some people my friends and my cast members, when they see certain people doing things, it kind of it kind of also lets them know that, like, all right,
it's
like,
okay to, you know, just clock in. It's okay to participate.
It's okay to clock in. Yeah, it's time.
But that's part of teamwork. Yeah. You know, that's part of teamwork, and makes the dream
and
work.
And they don't even need me to text them. Or they automatically do it themselves. They, they've been in this business for 14 years, and they are the best at what they do, and I stand by that. But enough about this season. It's going to be a doozy, guys. I'm very excited. Do not forget to tune in on June 23rd, 8, 7 Central, only on MTV, a brand new polarizing season of Jersey Shore Family Vacation. And also, guys, I said before, we start filming the next season probably in another couple of weeks. But back to what's going on in our life. Obviously, you might be able to tell that I have – do you think they can tell, honey, that I have a little bit of a – stuffy nose?
I think, I don't know. They might be able to. That's why
I
mentioned it in the beginning that COVID was still circulating.
I actually been sick for like 7 days, and I tested myself for COVID and I was negative. So today was like my big day to, like,
get back to work
and get back to, you know, small victories. So, you know, I had planned to go to the gym. I had planned for a car wash. I planned for the podcast, a healthy meal, you know, and I did most of it, guys. But now it's starting to come towards the end of the day, and I'm like, I think I need one more day before the gym tanning laundry starts. But here's a quick update on the situations under construction. Our backyard is done.
Holy hell. Yes. The backyard is done.
Yes, the backyard is done. The pool is done. We've been working on this for, 6-8 months now? Right?
Like, the physical broken ground probably
since Christmas.
No,
right?
Since before Christmas. Yeah, they broke ground. Yeah. But like the permit process, it's been like 2 years probably that we've started the project.
Yeah, it wasn't
easy. Time. Construction is a doozy.
any renovation, guys, the amount of stress and anxiety that particular process causes, I definitely have to attest that it does. I mean, it's, my wife told me today, she's like, oh my God, I want the kitchen to be done. I'm like, honey, let's be grateful. Okay. The upstairs has been renovated. The backyard is done.
Oh, 100%.
And now we have to finish the kitchen. And again, if you guys are listening to us for the first time, we had a water leak.
We had a massive flood
in our home.
This wasn't like a renovation, we're redoing our dream kitchen. No, this was like, we woke up to SeaWorld at 2 a.m. Yep. Also, it actually puts into perspective, to going back to the keys episodes, because that first explosive night that I had, that was like a travel day. We had got up at 5 a.m. with the baby, the first time we flew with him ever. And then we were filming that dinner, and we hadn't had a break the whole time. So, and then also the day before we left for the Keys, we woke up in the middle of the night to SeaWorld in our kitchen. Our ceiling fell down, the supply line pipe to my son's bathroom, which is right above the kitchen, just burst in the middle of the night. And destroyed our entire kitchen, his bedroom, his bathroom, his playroom. And then guess what we had to do? We had to leave and like lock up the house and be like, bye, we'll be back in 7 days. We have to go film the show.
Now that's
so
multitasking
for you. So I was very, and it was also Halloween. So it was Romeo's first Halloween. And I was like, no, I'm not going to have Halloween pictures. And then I had to ask the remediation company, the guy that was like ripping out our kitchen and making sure there was no mold from the water. I had him take a picture of me, Mike, and Romeo in the incredible outfits.
Oh,
so
that's right.
That's a big thing of like, you never know the story behind the photo. Like the photo probably looks really cute. And like this well put together family first Halloween together with their baby.
Meanwhile,
the house was falling down.
Yeah.
We're leaving for the Keys in a few hours. Like just best believe I was very overwhelmed and stressed. And
yeah. So long story short.
The kitchen is still under construction.
The kitchen is still under construction, but we had to redo all of the wood floors in the home.
Yep.
Because the water traveled east and west. So we were able to accomplish that. The upstairs is done.
Yep.
The backyard is done. Now we just have to do the downstairs. And because of lead times with appliances and materials, like the tile for the floor, they're just starting to come in right now. But guess what, guys? We're having trouble finding people that want to do the work now.
Yeah.
Because it's so crazy with the, you know, COVID and inflation and all that stuff. It's not easy to find good help.
Yeah, we got to find a good tile guy. That's what we're looking for. That if you know
so
anybody.
My, yeah, my wife.
If you know anyone,
yeah,
local. Yeah. That's a great title.
My wife texted me this morning. She's like, oh my God, I'm stressed out because, you know, we still have to do the kitchen. I'm like, wait a second, honey. Small victories.
Yeah.
I'm like, get your car wash. I'm like, get that healthy lunch. I'll meet you back at the house. Let's be proud of what we accomplished so far. We renovated the upstairs. The backyard is done. And now we just need to do the kitchen. So
I will say it's definitely
one step at a time.
One step at a time. And it's definitely silver linings. Like at the end, when all this is done, which hopefully by September,
the whole house would need to be renovated. You know, the whole house was renovated.
It'll be the best thing ever because obviously we picked everything we wanted to change.
Yeah.
So it'll be incredible and amazing, but it wasn't the route or the plan that we had. So it just kind of threw us for a loop. And but we're so grateful for everybody that is helping us with the project. It takes a village.
Oh my God.
When you with the amount of trades,
you
different
mean
things.
An army.
It takes a village for a baby. It takes an army for
a whole home renovation.
But I will say, listen, if any of you guys are dealing with, I know some people who like don't have kitchens because of they were just choosing to redo their house, and because of COVID delays, they haven't had stuff in like a year or so. So the supply line chain's crazy, but it's all like, you know, at the end of the day, it's all like first world problems.
I think at the end of the day, I think we'll be done renovating by Christmas. The situations will be under construction the whole year of 2022.
Wow, I was thinking maybe before then, but
I'm just giving us that grace period of the whole, technically the whole year. And if completed, the whole home.
Well, that's the other thing, because when we're in season filming, you know, we're not always here or we're, you know.
I think that's called like compartmentalizing.
Yeah, you take time off from different projects. So like when we were in the Keys, our house literally fell down. We just had to lock it up and be like, we'll deal with you in a week. And then we came home.
Yep.
And then, you know, everything got handled from there. And wow, what a project. It's going to be worth it when it's done, though. I will say that.
Well, speaking of good news, the backyard was done and we had MDW this week, Memorial Day weekend.
We did. And Romeo's first birthday.
Was amazing. It took me a very long time to really get everything set because we actually had a party in the backyard, but we didn't, when we sent out the invitations, we didn't send a rain date out.
Yeah.
So we were really rushing to, you know, get some tents up and make sure the backyard was done. And then finally, when everything got done, really the morning of, it was supposed to rain at 12:40. And then it rained for about 20 minutes. Eventually, we were able to reset and restart everything, and the party was amazing. I'm sure if you guys saw on social media, it was amazing. But it took a lot to get to that.
Yeah.
Eventually, I got sick the next day.
Yeah, you got very sick.
Oh, my God. And the same day, I chipped my tooth. Because in celebration, once the party was over, I was like, sort of celebrating the fruits of my labor, and I grabbed a Rice Krispie treat that was decorated with chocolate and had some like candy decorated on it. I bit into it and I chipped my brand new teeth. Luckily, I have the best dentist in the country, Dr. Andy over at APA and Associates. Right, honey?
Dr. Andy is amazing.
Yes,
amazing.
I hit her up the day of, and I said, with all types of memes of crying, eating ice cream, that I just broke my new teeth. She fixed it the next week, so I'm very happy about that.
All right, guys, so you know the Situation Household fully loves and approves HelloFresh. We love our HelloFresh. It keeps us eating clean and healthy, while I also get to prepare each meal at home for our entire family. And I love how quick I'm able to be in the kitchen with all of their ingredients. What I love most about HelloFresh is that they deliver fresh, quality produce from the farm to your door in less than a week, so you can savor summer flavors right from home. HelloFresh right now has 30 dinner recipes to choose from every single week. That's the most choices of any meal kit. You can also customize your favorite dishes with new Hello Custom offerings by swapping out one protein or a side for another. You can also upgrade for a more luxe experience if you're trying to have a special dinner to celebrate something, or you can even add in protein or veggies to a meal. That means more choices, more variety, and more meals truly tailored to exactly what you need. So this past week, I've had so many amazing meals from HelloFresh. I had Monterey unfried chicken, which is amazing, and it is paired with a sriracha mayo, which is one of my favorite things to treat myself to in the summertime. And then I also had their one pan Santa Fe pork tacos, which was so simple to prepare for everybody. Romeo even got in on this one. He loved it. It came with some Monterey Jack and some cilantro slaw on the side, which Mike also loved. So I'm so into all of the summer meals at HelloFresh, and I know you guys will be too. So of course, we have a special code for you. All you have to do is head over to HelloFresh.com/situation16 and use code situation16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. That's HelloFresh.com/situation16, code situation16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Check it out. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. I feel like this is just a massive catch up because we were on.
Yes, this is a massive catch up.
We were on a hiatus for many, as you can. Was it like two months? Injuries, 2 months? Birthday parties, filming the new season, construction, like yeah, the this flood. Is a massive catch up, yeah. This is just a massive catch up of what has been happening in our lives. And I think it was cool to also talk about a little behind the scenes of the show so people can see like the context and the perspective behind like different things. And you never, it's like those, that one of those sayings, like you never, always be kind. Like, you never know what some people are going through. So, there's a lot shared in this new season, and I'm excited for everything to be out there.
Yeah.
But then again, you can't even talk to it because, one, it hasn't aired. But also, you really don't even know what makes it. Sometimes you get excited for certain things and they're not in. Sometimes you're, like, hoping things aren't in and then they're in. You know what I mean? You never know. But I think it's going to be such a fun shakeup, and I had a good time out there, even drama or no drama. I had fun.
I definitely tried to steer you away from any of that drama. You know?
Yeah, I didn't participate in it.
Yeah.
I tried not to, at least. We'll see.
I think at this particular point, you know, if we're getting back to it, 14 years in for me, I'm not afraid to get my hands dirty, you know, no. And my fans know that. So all I ask is that my fans and the subscribers and the listeners right now, that you guys just watch the show and you'll see exactly, you know, my point of view and where I was coming from when all this was happening, you know. And it's going to be a very entertaining season, you know. Yeah. So anyway, so I think we should get a little bit to a little bit of some positivity before we go to the phoners, honey.
Okay.
And I was talking to my wife earlier this morning, and she was like, she was talking about how, you know, she's been stressed out, and I thought to myself, think about 5 years ago, where you were and where you are today, and if that doesn't answer your question that you're in a better place and maybe a lot of the, you know, good decisions that you've made, you might be living the dream that you've wanted to 5 years ago. I think we are.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's a almost like an eye opener for everyone as well. Yeah. You know, sometimes when you're going through some the stresses of everyday life, sometimes it's good to sort of, I don't know, try to slow it down.
Yeah.
And I heard an awesome quote the other day by Robert De Niro. And he said, and so I think someone said, what is, you know, the best advice to tell someone going through any situation? And he said, when things are good, this too shall pass. And when things are bad, know that this too shall pass as well. But through it all, remain grateful. And I was like, wow, that is some good stuff right there. It's so true.
It is true.
Do you understand it?
I saw that one. I thought I saw one where Tom Hanks said that, I thought.
At the end of the day, a lot of the quotes are recycled.
They all resonate.
They all, yeah. all the successful people,
but no, I saw
they
that.
Use the same quotes.
And I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Yeah. And I think that's, and right now.
I liked it a lot because he said, they said it the opposite way. They said it backwards. Then you said it.
Oh, really? What did he say?
He said. When things are good. No, when things are bad, always remember this too shall pass. Uh-huh. And then he said, and when things are good.
Yes.
Always remember this too shall pass. Because yes. It's like a funny full circle thing. And then, you want the hard times to pass. But then he's saying, in reality, the good times pass too. So you need to stay present,
yes,
and be grateful and know that it's just a moment.
Yes.
And it's going to pass. Exactly. No matter whether it's good, bad.
Be mindful.
Indifferent.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I think mindfulness is such a number, top tier priority of everyone.
I think Tom Hanks was in the circle. They were all in a circle. I think they were all together. Almost like a sort of like a master class type of thing.
Yeah, I saw that. I think I saw that. I don't know which one said it, but it was good. It was a good one.
Just when you have it all figured out, this too shall pass.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
You know, which is so true. I'll be honest with you. The last couple of years, I thought I've jumped over, you know, all the hurdles that you can jump over. And then, you know, things just come out of nowhere. And like I said, this too shall pass.
It's just because life is like a big game.
Cycle. It's like a cycle.
As soon as you achieve something and you're on top of a mountain, you're like, wow, I did it. I figured it out. And then it's like, doo, 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 and you're in the next level.
Yeah.
And you're at like the bottom of that level. Yep. And it's all new challenges and all different experiences and different lessons and different tests. And you're like, wow, this is even harder. And that's just how life is. That's like the beauty of growing and never staying the same. Like, you should always be wanting to learn, always wanting to be open for like discovery of anything in life, like whether it's personal, professional, or new careers, or different things you're passionate about, or hobbies. Like, you should just always
evolving. Remain curious, they say, almost like that childlike curiosity. Always have that. I mean, I think if you believe it will work out, you'll see opportunities. Mm-hmm. When you're going through a storm, and if you believe it won't, you'll see obstacles. Mm-hmm. You see how mindset is the ultimate asset in life, you know? Because I also believe that when you're in the storm, there's a calmness to that storm where you could say, okay, I might be facing this right now, but you know what? I can change a couple other things. You know, I can maybe start a new business. Maybe BDS, it's time to start a consulting business. I'm going to start life coaching right now. You know?
You should be doing that.
You know?
That's your thing.
They say that if you can't change the situation, they say that it's time to change yourself of how you react to the situation.
Yes. I like that one.
Okay. And that is, I think that's really profound.
Yeah, if your situation is not changing, it's there to change you.
Yes.
Not the situation.
Yes. All right, guys, we're going to go to the phoners and see what the subscribers and listeners have to say.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. I was just wondering if you are planning a first birthday party for Romeo, and if yes, what will the theme of the party be? I love how positive you guys are, and I love that you keep spreading the message of love and positivity.
Well, we just had Romeo's first birthday, actually, a couple days ago. It was amazing. We had a backyard pool party. And what was the theme, honey?
The theme was the Disney movie Luca, but we renamed everything Romeo, but we did like the same font, and we had like a Italian apes, which are like Vespas, and they had pizza making on them. They had gelato and espresso on one. Yep. And then we had like some oldie music and Italian music and Frank Sinatra. So it was all that kind of theme, and balloons and all that kind of stuff with his little picture on them. And like it's like a sea monster movie. So it's really cute. And he loved it. It's one of his favorite little movies.
Big shout out to my bestie, Jamie, from Eat Clean, Bro. They did an amazing job for the catering and the grilling. We had Italian and grilling. And then, like my wife said, we also had the pizza, gelato, fresh mozzarella.
Oh, yeah, we did have a mozzarella station.
The freshly thin sliced prosciutto.
Oh, my God. It was like a wedding.
It was an amazing, amazing party.
It was so cute.
It was just all well worth it.
Yeah, Jamie came out in the smoker and did all the finest meats. And those were like the best burgers I've ever had in my life. But the food was good. The people were amazing. Everything was such a great time. Romeo had the best time.
They say, honey, that the first birthday is more for the parents.
Of course.
Than it is for the baby.
Yeah, he's not going to remember, but he'll see all his pictures and his video. Yeah.
Yeah, we made it.
I know. It's like, it's funny because you don't think of it until you experience it. But so many people said, like, happy birthday, Romeo, and congratulations on your first year as a parent. Yeah, like, a lot of people said that.
It's
and
so
you're
true.
Like, you're like, whoa, that's like an accomplishment. That's a big thing.
It's so true because they say the first year as mom and dad is not easy. But then you'll also run into parents that say you had it easy because they can't really move much.
Well, yeah, which is kind of true. Newborn life.
It's kind of true, but Romeo is taking about 2 or 3 steps right now. We're very excited for when he actually starts walking, which will be any day, and then we will be baby proofing the home, which we are planning to do right now.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. I just wanted to first say that Romeo is so adorable. I was just wondering if you had started planning or thinking about his first birthday party yet, and if you have, will there be a theme and what will it be? And secondly, Lauren, congratulations on the new skincare launch. I can't wait to try all of your products.
Oh, thank you so much. That was, didn't have a name, but she was from Connecticut. The other caller was from Florida, so it was like the same kind of message. But yeah, we answered all Romeo's questions. I love that you guys are so invested and interested in it. I think it's really cute and it's very supportive. So thank you guys for sharing the love for our family. And yes, my skincare line is out. It's doing amazing. We just restocked everything that we had sold out of. So we sold out of our 2 bundles, our hydrating bundle and then our cleansing scrub, mask, and moisturizer bundle. Those are both back in stock. And today, actually, we just launched my lip scrub, which is a brand new product. It went live today at noon. So you could check it out at skincarebylaurens.com. It's an amazing product. It's clean, it's cruelty-free, and it's perfect for a weekend like we just had. If you spend some time in the sun, it's a great exfoliator for your lips and just getting you silky smooth and ready for summer.
Yes, I'm so proud of you, honey. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm a big fan of the name of the skincare, which is Lauren's. It's so cool. It's your nickname on TV. And it is so successful right now. And Godspeed as we continue to grow and go into new ventures as well.
Thank you, honey. I'm going to go to the next caller.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. My name is Caitlin. I'm from Colorado. I just wanted to call to put my 2 cents in on you guys living your life with fitness. So I do competitive bodybuilding, and I know a lot of people always ask you, how do you stay motivated? And I think the big thing to remember is your why. Why did you get started? Why did you go down this path? And I think a lot of people find that they started this fitness journey for somebody else. And the important thing is to start that journey for yourself. If you are your why, that passion will never go away. And that's not to say you're not always going to be motivated. Like, don't get me wrong, I have days I don't want to go to the gym. Everybody does, we're human. But the discipline and the foundation that you've built when you create your why will help surpass any kind of dip in motivation that you might have. Also, huge fan of the Brotrition line, but can you please make the Funfetti flavor in a hydrolyzed whey isolate? I can't do regular whey. My stomach just does not like it. And as you can imagine, as a competitive bodybuilder, I go through a lot of protein. So that would be great. Love you guys. Have a great day.
Oh, my gosh. She was amazing.
That was Caitlin from Colorado.
Caitlin was very educated, I can tell you that. I don't even know if I need to follow up the why. Obviously, you know, I started taking care of myself for myself. And obviously my family and my future. So that's why I'll always be in the gym. I will always be gym tanning and laundry. Like I've said before, it's a form of self-care and self-love. That is the foundation of my life. Fitness is what makes me feel good. And that's how I operate on a daily basis. I sort of prioritize and do my scheduling around trying to, get in my fitness along with my job and my family. So that's how I do it.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. My name is Jessica. I just wanted to say thank you. I really struggled with my weight after having my son. He just turned 6 years old. And I really had tried to buckle down. And I have lost all my baby weight plus some. I am down 43 pounds as of today. And I just want to say how motivational you guys are. And I just want to say congratulations on your new little one.
Oh, okay. That was cool. Well, I don't know if there was a question in there, but no. She was really just thanking us for being motivational and giving her the support she needs to continue to move forward and live her best life, I guess.
Yeah. I really am happy that we're back doing the podcast because I feel like so many people were missing us while we were gone.
You know, I actually seen a lot of them over the past couple of weeks, especially today when we were about to do one. Someone's like, where are you guys?
I know. And especially when you get these messages of people thanking us for being motivational and just giving you extra, you know, points of view and just different pieces of advice and things that have worked for us in our life. You know, I know it's something that is really valuable for everyone.
It is.
And this is a free service. Like, you can listen to our podcast anywhere, on all streaming services and everything in your car, in your phone, from your iPad, from your TV. So I feel like it's, you know, we kind of do this to give back, and it helps us while we share things that have helped us publicly. And I'm glad that we're back because I feel like it always helps us also when we do this.
It really does. It's almost therapeutic for us as well too, because we're not immune to going through things, problems and stresses and of life. But it's very important to be mindful. It's very important to understand that sometimes when you go through obstacles, that they are beautifully disguised opportunities to either try something new, be creative, and push yourself in various areas where you're going to still get those inches and still start to get some positive movement in your life, even though you might be stuck in one other area. There's other areas in life that you can move forward in.
All right, I'm going to go to the next caller. I think this is the last caller of the day. And who is it going to be? Someone from Texas.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Lauren. I just wanted to, like, come onto the show and say that you guys are literally one of my favorite couples from the shore. Lauren's, you're literally, like, so inspirational, just how, like, you support Mike and everything. Mike, you are also so inspirational, everything that you came out of and how you just keep on going in life. Mike, I was able to see you in El Paso, Texas at 11:11. It was so fun. I saw, like, the whole squad there, and it was so cool, and just sending you guys the good vibes. Turn up.
Aw, that was so nice. I love that. I love that caller. I love their energy and their gratefulness for everything and just being such a sweet fan. And I think that's a perfect way to send you guys on your way, and we hope you have the best week ever. We hope you're back in the gym, back on your grind, whether it's you're self-employed, whether you're working a new job, whether you're facing new challenges or any kind of thing you're trying to overcome. We send positive vibes your way.
Exactly,
and,
guys.
And we're back, so we're going to be here. I'm like making sure because I miss doing this.
Yeah.
And I know you guys have missed us. So I feel like it's a mutual thing. And we're going to be back. And I'm excited to share the positivity.
Exactly, guys. Positive vibes only. And just remember, guys, the most gangster shit I've ever done was to turn my life around. And you can too. See you guys next week. Here's the Sitch Positive Podcast.